A month in Brighton. Peter Novak has just arrived in Brighton to join a summer language course for students. He's going to spend a month here going to English classes, meeting new people, spending his free time in different ways, travelling and solving everyday problems. You are going to hear Peter and his friend Mike speaking in typical situations. Listen to the dialogues first, then repeat the expressions as many times as you need to speak fluently. Finally, try to answer the questions yourself, using the language introduced and practiced in the conversations. Part 1. Getting to know you. Conversation 1. A visit in summer English school. Listen.
Hello, my name's Novak. I've come to attend an English course.
Hello, Mr. Novak. Welcome to our summer English school. Sit down, please. We must fill in this form.
Okay.
What's your first name and your surname, please?
Piotr Novak. It's Peter in English.
Okay, Peter. And how would you spell your surname?
It's N-O-W-A-K.
Very well. How old are you, Mr. Novak?
I'm 21.
And where are you from?
I'm from Poland.
Oh, it's a beautiful country. What's your address?
25 Jasna Street, Warsaw, Poland.
And your phone number?
It's 048-22-765-5312.
What's your job? Do you work or are you still in school?
I'm a student now at Warsaw Medical Academy.
Fine. And where are you staying here in Britain?
With an English family. Their address is 12 North Street, Brighton. They're called the Browns.
12 North Street, Brighton. Very well. Let me check now. You've chosen the medical English course starting tomorrow. Here's the schedule of your classes.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow then.
Bye.
Now listen and repeat. We must fill in the form. What's your first name and your surname, please? My name's Peter Novak. How old are you? I'm 21. Where are you from? I'm from Poland. What's your address? What's your phone number? What's your job? Do you work or are you still at school? I'm a student now at Warsaw Medical Academy. Where are you staying here in Britain? I'm staying with an English family. See you tomorrow.